Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivethics. My name is Austin Ejiasa. I am a serial entrepreneur, leadership and management consultant, life coach and trainer, community service advocate, and nation builder. Just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesonwike, the initiator of Rivethics.
Each year on Nelson Mandela's birthday, we pay tribute to an extraordinary global advocate for equality, dignity, and solidarity. Madiba was a moral giant of the 20th century whose timeless legacy continues to guide us today. It highlights the importance of working together from governments to citizens to build a powerful, sustainable, and equitable world. In the face of the daunting challenges facing the global community, world leaders need to recognize the vital importance of unity and solidarity as we reflect on the life and work of Nelson Mandela, who embodied the highest values of the United Nations and who took action and inspired change. Despite many years as a prisoner of conscience, Madiba retained his dignity and commitment to his ideals. Let his example propel us all, governments, communities, and individuals alike, to aspire to the highest ideals of leadership in our different spheres of influence. Nelson Mandela reminded us that as long as poverty, injustice, and gross inequality persists in our world, none of us can truly rest. As a leader, South African President Nelson Mandela demonstrated remarkable leadership qualities, including advocacy for peace, a powerful presence that disarmed enemies with his smile, high level of forgiveness, positive thinking, ability to see the bright and big picture, focus on goals and missions beyond himself, remarkable endurance, grit and determination, humility, hopefulness and even patience. Becoming a great leader is not about making public appearances and memorizing speeches. It is about leaving a mark on the world by displaying important qualities and giving followers a better path in life. Likewise, Mandela's qualities and life achievements have indeed changed the heart of many, not only in his country, but also around the world. With his presence, a new and better world was created. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he takes us through the topic, and I urge us all to learn from this experience. He is Mr. Austin Ejiasa, a leadership and management consultant and the CEO of Austin Ejiasa Resources. Our determined rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the
be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Hey, another one, don't you? You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full.
Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that wakis go boku.
Which month they won't take a talk and say as you big rich so you not fit do one better thing?
Wait, you not the shame?
Try and make your life better. Go find work.
go find work.
Go find work, do.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is RiverThinks on radio, and my name is Austin Ejiasa. I'll be speaking on the topic leadership as a tool for development, and this is in commemoration for the Nelson Mandela Day 2021. So what is leadership? The dictionary defines leadership as the action of leading a group or an organization. But I would like to say that leadership is taking initiative and influencing your space positively. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Leadership is being able to influence your sphere of influence. Leadership is not just for people who are in government. Leadership is not for those who run companies alone. Leadership is not for those who are CEOs of companies. Everyone is supposed to be a leader in your own right. So whether you're a president of a country, you're a governor of a state, you're a CEO of a company, you're a husband, wife, or a student, you are supposed to be a leader. So if you haven't gotten the opportunity to lead a group or an organization, then maybe you want to try leading yourself, because you can't actually lead an organization or a group of people effectively if you haven't led yourself properly. So why don't you take the step today and start leading yourself very well? So what are the qualities of a good leader? And that's what we're going to be focusing on. The qualities of a good leader. There are bad leaders, obviously. They are good leaders, and indeed they are great leaders. So let's focus on the great leaders. That's where you want to be. Now, leaders shape our nations, they shape our communities, and they shape our organizations. They shape the space in which they lead. We need great leaders to help guide us and make the essential large-scale decisions that keep the world moving. Our society is usually quick in identifying a bad leader, but do we know how to identify a great leader? What would you say makes a great leader? So I'll try in this edition of the program to run through a few qualities of great leaders that I have penned down for you. Based on my experience, I've found that great leaders consistently possess these qualities, and they are essential, and I want to share them with you. So number one is integrity. Integrity is key and so important, especially in a climb such as ours, where manipulation, where seduction, where control is the order of the day, where people don't care about how they climb the ladder of success, where merit is de-emphasized and who you know is enthroned. Great leaders must possess integrity in order to be good models to follow and allow their followers to do so willingly. Leaders are people of integrity who bring honor and good name to themselves, which indeed, as you know, is better than all the silver and gold in this world. The value of integrity must be upheld amongst great leaders. Make sure your organization or your group reinforces the importance of integrity to leaders at different levels of your organization. Number two is the ability to delegate. Great leaders don't aim to do everything alone all by themselves. They are not insecure. They know how to spot out potential fellow great leaders and give them opportunities to grow as well. They build trust. They know who they can call in the system to do just about anything. They perceive and smell talent. They mentor and they guide. They supervise and they correct, but they delegate by all means. So effective delegation is an art every great leader must learn. And you have to be careful, because the goal is not just to free yourself up. It is to empower your downlines. It is to facilitate teamwork. It is to provide autonomy. It is to lead and have better decision making in the system. And it is also to help your team grow. In order to delegate well, you also need to build trust and, you know, have them foster in your team. The third quality of a great leader is effective communication. Communication is key. Communication indeed and leadership are intertwined. You need to be able to communicate effectively in a variety of ways, from transmitting information to coaching your people. You must be able to listen to and communicate with a wide range of people across the roles and social identities. A lot of our leaders don't listen to anyone. They are gods unto themselves. That's poor leadership, in my opinion. The quality and effectiveness of communication across your organization or a group directly affects the success of your winning strategy. So if you want to be a great leader, you must improve your communication skills. Very, very important. The number four thing you need to look at as a quality of being a great leader is self-awareness. How well do you know yourself? It is said, man, know thyself. While this is a more inwardly focused skill, self-awareness is paramount for leadership. No leader is perfect by all means. Now, if you know yourself, you are going to know your strengths. You will also know your weaknesses. Don't let any weakness come in the way of your leadership. The better you understand yourself, the more effective you can be. Do you know how other people view you as a leader? Do you know what they think of you when you show up at work? Take the time to learn about yourself and how you can focus on your strengths and improve on your weaknesses. That's what you need to do. Number five is gratitude. How grateful are you that you have the opportunity and the privilege to lead people? Leadership indeed is a privilege, it's not a right. Great leaders are grateful people and they are thankful people. Being thankful can make you more acceptable in the society. Being thankful can make you a better leader. Gratitude can lead to higher self-esteem for you. It can reduce depression and anxiety and even offer you better sleep. So few leaders regularly say thank you at work. Even though most people say that they will be willing to work for bosses that appreciate them, learn how to give thanks and practice more gratitude in your workplace. Yes, we know that you're paying them for the job they're doing. Yes, we know that they are doing their jobs and not doing you a favor. But gratitude and a sense of appreciation makes your people work better. So let's go for a short break. We will be right back.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time, time is money.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must learn to say
so much.
Two little words. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, this is Riff Ethics on Radio. My name is Austin Echiasa, and I've been speaking on leadership as a tool for development as we commemorate Nelson Mandela Day 2021. So, I've given you seven qualities and I'm continuing with the qualities of being a great leader. So we go for the number eight quality right now, and that's empathy. Empathy is very important in these times. People need to know that you care about them. People need to know that you are someone they want to follow willingly. You're not forcing themselves on you. Empathy gives you that result. Empathy drives job performance, and it is a critical part of emotional intelligence and effective leadership. If you show more inclusive leadership and empathetic behaviors towards your direct downlines, my research shows that you're more likely to be viewed as a better leader. Plus, when you care about people to the point that you ask them very simple questions about their well-being, they know that you are really someone they want to follow willingly. So be a more empathetic leader from today. Next is courage. Courage is key. Courage is important. Being a leader is not easy. Sometimes you make unpopular choices. Sometimes you make unpopular decisions. Sometimes you stand alone in the cold. Even the people that you're working with seem to not agree with you all times. So what you need to do as a leader is to make sure that you are courageous. How can you not be courageous when you're leading a group? People are following you because you're in front. What you're seeing, they're not seeing. So you show courage. You speak up where you need to speak up, and it is hard to speak up in these times, whether it is to voice out a new idea, whether it is to say that someone is doing a very wrong job, whether it is to provide a feedback to a direct report or a direct downline and say, look, this is not what we expect. People want to cut corners. People want to, you know, take the easy way out. But as a leader, you have to have the courage to say, this is not the kind of mediocrity I want in my organization or in my setup. You must say, I need to hold you on high standards. You must have the courage to reject things that are not good enough. You must have the courage to say, this is right, let's stand for it, even if everybody disagrees with you. You must also have the courage to speak up, even when you're speaking to superior authorities, respectfully, politely, but by all means, firmly. That's what leadership is about. Leadership is not hiding, you know, your feelings. Leadership is not saying one thing and meaning another thing in your mind. Leadership is showing raw, absolute courage. People respect you. They may accuse you. They may fight with you. They may even criticize you. But deep down in their hearts, they indeed respect you. So rather than avoiding problems and allowing conflicts to fester, courage enables leaders to step up to the occasion, to move things in the right direction, to put things where they should be, to make things that problems are solved. That's what leadership is about. Leadership is solving problems. If you are not solving problems, you're not a great leader. You're a bad leader. And Nigeria is, you know, we have a lot of bad leaders everywhere. But we want to be able to build good leaders across board. And don't think of leadership as people who are only in politics or who are only in government. If you're not able to lead yourself very well, then how can you lead people? You're not able to lead your home. Let's say you're a husband. You have a wife, you have children, and every day the home is in chaos. You're a bad leader. You really have no business criticizing the leaders you see on television. And don't mistake people who occupy offices for leadership. Being a government official does not necessarily make you a leader. Being a pastor does not necessarily make you a leader. Being a CEO or a company owner does not necessarily make you a leader. You're supposed to be a leader. But are you a good leader or a bad leader or a great leader? That's what we're talking about. So the conversation is making sure that you're a great leader. We look at Nelson Mandela, we look at Dr. King, we look at all of those great people that are role models and examples in our world today, and we want to emulate them. The reason we want to do so is because we have identified them as great leaders, and you would notice the kind of unpopular decisions that they made. They are not very popular things. They don't go where the road may lead. They go where there is no path and they leave a trail. That's what they say. So when you want to be a leader, have courage and have all the attributes and the qualities of a great leader. It is very, very important. And then respect. How well do you respect people? How do you even respect yourself? Treating people with respect should be a daily occurrence on a daily basis. You must know that it is very important to a leader. Don't think of yourself as a god because you are leading today and someone is following tomorrow. You must be a leader who has a great sense of, first of all, self-respect, and then you respect the people around you. I mean, it's a great sight when I see the CEO paying great respect to the security man at the gate. You must respect the policeman on the road. You must respect your students if you're a teacher or a lecturer. You must respect your house helps if you're a mother or if you're a father. You must respect your children if you're a parent. You must respect the public if you are a public servant. You must respect the people that you are serving. That is how to be a leader. Leadership is not broadening up your shoulder and pushing people around. That's not leadership. That's intimidation. That doesn't give you the respect. You think that you have your way and you're a bully and you're a dictator. And that's not the kind of leadership we want to encourage in our country. Nigeria should rise up and wake up to the realization that we need great leaders and not bad leaders. Leadership is a skill. Leadership is an art. It is something you need to learn. It doesn't just drop from heavens and drop into your laps. It is something that you read and study and improve upon on a daily basis. Leaders are readers, as they say. When was the last time you read a book? When was the last time you read an article? When was the last time you sat down to really, really get information about yourself? How do you improve on what you know? Do you know the latest trends and the latest technologies in your sphere of influence? Do you know the latest information in your area of leadership? Are you aware of where the world is moving to? What kind of leader are you? Treat people with respect. That's the conversation. Respect breeds respect. And that's why they say that respect is reciprocal. So there you have them. Take responsibility, be a better leader, starting today. If you need help, get help. There are a lot of leadership courses, a lot of leadership packages out there you can learn. You can learn from jump on the internet. If you want consultancy, contact me. I'm here to help you. My organization can help your organization, you know, build leadership programs for you, consult for you, and make you a better person, and make your organization a better organization, and make your setup a better setup, and make people follow you willingly. So that's the few qualities of being a great leader. So let's go for another short break, and we will be right back.
There's something we want to say. Clean your compound every day. Don't throw refuse all over the street. Keep it tidy, keep it neat.
Be clean, stay clean at all times. Dirt breeds disease. Dispose of your garbage properly. There are dustbins everywhere where all rubbish should be dumped. But please, don't throw rubbish in the gutter. We want to build a healthy state where all can live healthier, happier lives.
If you take this advice you've been given, you'll be happy, really living a healthier and longer life.
Don't throw your garbage all over the place. Don't do that. Don't do that. To be clean is to be healthy. A healthy state is a happy state. Let's not make River State a dirty state. No, we can't do that. Why should we do that? Make it your daily habit. Let's all be clean.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you've missed quite a number of things that we have said, but this is River Ethics on Radio. My name is Austin Ejiasa, and I am pleased to be your guest for today. So I've shared 10 qualities of being a great leader. I'll just run through them again as quickly as possible as we try to round up. I've said that number one is integrity. You must be a leader that has integrity. Don't be a leader that does not care who he's hurting or how he's leading. What shall it profit a man, the Bible says, to gain the whole world and lose his soul? He should be able to sleep at night as a leader. Number two, I said, was the ability to delegate. Don't try to do everything yourself. Delegate responsibilities. Allow people to grow under you. Number three was communication. You must be an effective communicator. You must be someone who communicates effectively so that people can understand your message and your leadership style and follow you willingly. Number four was self-awareness. You must know yourself, know who you are, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, know the people around you, know the things you're able to do, know when you're able to function the most. That's self-awareness. Number five is gratitude. Gratitude is important. Be grateful for life. Be grateful for the people you're leading. Be grateful for the opportunity you have to serve. It is a privilege indeed. And you must show gratitude for the people who also work under you. Say thank you. It doesn't make you a bad leader. It indeed makes you a great leader. Learning agility was another. How fast are you to learn? How fast are you to pick up? Are you someone who is ready to pick up information, pick up learning? Reinvent yourself and make sure that you understand the things that you need to understand to make you a better leader. Influence. What kind of influence do you have? Are you someone who has influence? Do you know how to influence people? Do you know how to persuade people? Do you know how to make sure that people do things for you effortlessly without you manipulating them? Empathy was the next one. Are you empathetic? Do you care about them? Do you show concern about their troubles? Do you indeed carry them along with a heart of gold, with a heart of humanity? Or you just don't care, you just want them to do their job and do it, you know, quickly and speedily? You must show empathy. I also mentioned courage. A leader must have courage, must have that ability to stand up for what you believe and follow the courage of your conviction. And then respect. Respect the people you're leading. Respect the people that are following you. Respect the people that, you know, respect the public. Respect everyone. Just about every time, you must show respect. So those are the 10 qualities of being a great leader. And I hope that you can take the plunge now, take the responsibility, and be a better leader for yourself. If you want any kind of consultancy or support or, you know, help, I can help you. Just contact us and we can, you know, drive some leadership causes for your organization. Thank you very much for your time. And I'd like to thank very especially Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yensom-Wike for the opportunity to be on RiverThinks today. Thank you and God bless you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of RiverThinks. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.